Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. With the poll schedule announced and the countdown upon us, with just 14 days left of the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the BJP's campaign for the elections by addressing rallies in Uttar Pradesh, Meerut, Uttarakhand's Rudrapur and Jammu, all constituencies which are going to polls in the first phase on April 11th. Speaking at an election rally in Meerut, Prime Minister Narendra Modi took a dig at the Congress's proposed income scheme, among many other things actually, saying those who could not get people to open their bank accounts were now trying to promise to directly transfer money to them. Narendra Modi ended up coining an acronym called SARAB to take a dig at the United Opposition in Uttar Pradesh, saying the consumption of this alliance liquor would destroy the health of the state. Now, breaking down the meaning of this acronym called SARAB, Modi said that the SAPA, which is the Samajwadi Party's SA, and the RLD's RA, or BASPA, the BSP's BA, BA, matlab SHARAB. For UP's good health and for India's future, he said, and I quote, should you not stay away from this sharab? This SAPA, RLD's BASPA, ye sarab aapko barbaad kar degi. This sarab will destroy you, he further continued to go on and say. Now, following the sarab dig, opposition party leaders, including the Congress, sought an apology from the Prime Minister, questioning whether such language violated the model code of conduct which is in place ever since the dates for the polls have been announced. In fact, Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati also said that the PM's address was symptomatic of his casteist and distorted mindset. Meanwhile, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said that those who promote intoxication of hatred do not know the difference between sharab and sarab, which means mirage in Urdu. Going on to further say that the mirage that is really in place in today's times is the one that Narendra Modi and his government has painted in the minds of the people of the country. Meanwhile, what's more is that the Election Commission today is likely to decide whether Narendra Modi's address to the nation on India successfully testing anti-satellite missile violated the model code of conduct. And the poll body set up to examine Modi's announcement made on Wednesday after the opposition party's leaders claimed that it had violated the code for its portrayal of Mission Shakti as the government's success will go through the transcript and the video of the speech once again before reaching a comprehensive conclusion. Moving on, let's have a look at some other top developments from yesterday. The Jharkhand police detained John DeRays, a veteran economist, and two other right-to-food activists in Garhwa district, where the group was holding a Jan Sunwai, a public grievance meeting, to resolve issues related to ration and pension pendencies. Vivek Kumar and Anuj Kumar were the two others who were held with DeRays over permissions for the meeting, which was being held after the 6th March event, where under the leadership of CPI-ML, a one-day blockade was organized against looting of ration and land in Jharkhand. While the three had sought police consent, they were not informed if their request had been approved or denied. The trio was released after 4 hours of detention, and immediately after, the CPI-M hit out at the ruling BJP over the incidents, accusing of it being anti-people. In an official statement that was tweeted out by the party, CPI-M said that it strongly condemns the arrest of the noted economist John DeRays in Jharkhand for organizing the right to food meeting, and faced with severe criticism, the government was forced to release him. Moving on, in Karnataka, searches by income tax officials on premises linked to leaders of the Janata Dal Secular and their associates across 6 districts of the southern part of the state triggered a political storm yesterday. The searches, coming just 20 days ahead of the election, were conducted in Bengaluru, Mandya, Mysuru, Hassan, Chikmagaluru and Shivamoga. The ruling coalition, the JDS and the Congress, closed ranks and condemned the BJP government at the centre for misusing official machinery against the opposition. Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy later led a protest in front of the Income Tax Department offices in Bengaluru. The action came within hours of Kumaraswamy predicting a massive IT search against JDS leaders on Wednesday evening, with IT slouts reaching the premises of politically connected businessmen around midnight in Bengaluru. Kumaraswamy further alleged that the misuse of central agencies is being done to create an environment of fear by the BJP, which was setting the states on a collision course with the centre ahead of the polls. Now, actor-turned-politician Shatrughan Sinha, who refused to quit the BJP for years despite a relationship being described as complicated, has finally and at last decided to join the Congress. His meeting with the Congress President Rahul Gandhi yesterday and their photo together has confirmed what has been brewing for days. Later, Shatrughan Sinha also tweeted that he was painfully on the way out of the BJP. The 72-year-old actor-turned-politician is likely to contest as the opposition alliance candidate from Bihar's Patna Sahib, his constituency, for 10 years. Now, media reports suggest that even though Shatrughan Sinha was formally supposed to join the Congress party yesterday, his induction was delayed because of the tensions that are brewing within the Grand Alliance which has been proposed in Bihar, as all seems not to be well with the RLD, Lalu Prasad Yadav's party, with Tej Prasad Yadav actually quitting the party yesterday and announcing it in a tweet that he knows what's worth it and what isn't. Right, with this we come to an end of today's podcast, but like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, like I always say, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.